GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
Ready for more is Nathan. About midway to the midday with Marcus Nathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Nathan. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station, and people, sometimes a Freestyle Friday needs a quick, short disclaimer. The phone lines are open. You may have to catch us at the finish line. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Hey, it's Friday. It's a beautiful Friday, actually. The weather looks just tremendous outside. And we're going to have, we got a lot to talk about today.
Senioritis might kick in today.
I'm
worried about it.
This day, it feels like that today. I don't know why. There's just been
it's just too nice outside.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Because it's like, man, I'm just, you good?
No.
It looks bad over there.
You
want some pie?
He's choking.
It's the last one. GeorgiaSweetTreat.com.
Okay,
y'all. Sweet potato y'all pies.
Talk for a second.
He's digging through his bag. There's just a whole lot happening over there right now. So
this is vegan sweet potato pie.
Entirely too filled with loose paper.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. And there's an adapter that I normally do not remove from my bag.
This is like a terrible.
Is senioritis.
No, a math class, yeah, like where you would always see the guy, you're like, dude, clean your backpack out, bro.
Oh, I'm definitely math? That guy.
Was you?
Oh, yeah. See, I still am this guy. I can't find my paycheck I got yesterday. It's somewhere in there. But I found, like,
I'm sure you'll live without it.
Allegedly, I look like a drug dealer because in there is a wad of small bills from like a tip from one
did
night.
Did Nicky just say he was the guy with all the stuff in his book bag?
Yes.
A bunch of muscle relaxers.
And the most least surprising thing of the century.
Is that not the truth?
That's Nicky fair. Had a messy book bag.
That's right.
This is fair.
But Steve, I still have that cough like right on the edge, so you're gonna have to talk.
Oh no, I'm good.
Want this pie? Seriously, sweet potatoes.
Why
like
would
a,
I want that?
Because it's the last one, and I have to do my due diligence and offer it to everybody.
I mean, the man is coughing his head off, and you think a pie is what he should is what
sweet
he needs?
Sweet potatoes like a super fruit. It's a good juice vegetable.
Yeah, it's still though.
It's not gonna stop this cough.
And this is a vegan sweet potato. Georgia Sweet Potato Pie Company, 1559 Bardstown Road. There you go.
Listen, I need y'all to step up right now.
I went yesterday. We had a nice little day. It's the first, you know, I haven't spent any time in like the Nulu area. Mm-hmm. I've always heard people talk about it, and I'm like, I don't really know what that is. Mm-hmm. We went over and we ate we had like a Star Wars brunch. It was very cool.
Nice.
It was at Fork and Barrel.
Were they like dressed up in characters?
They took the idea from my people.
Kind of. Which one? Oh, yeah. Oh, Four Pegs.
I mean,
It's possible.
You didn't have to say that.
Yeah. But it was like, it's just like the
it's like there's no black people in Star Wars. It was like there's Lando Calrissian, Finn, and one unnamed A-wing pilot.
I know.
Is it ripoff from the Kwanzaa holiday?
I know. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, and Mace Windu. Yeah, Mace Windu. You got four.
But I mean, it was just a little.
Is it Windu or Windu?
Windu. Windu. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Windu. Mace Windu.
Mace Windu. Yeah. Samuel Jackson, though. Like, it just didn't fit. It's like Samuel Jackson is not a Jedi. Like, what?
I don't know what part of
stupid.
Listen, I don't know what part of the delegation is extremely insulted, but I can't even argue with you on that.
I know.
Like, and normally I would. I would frontline this.
Yeah.
What's wrong? You don't think Samuel Jackson?
I know.
And listen. All delegation members were sat. We just sat this one out.
Yeah, it was like, this is very odd.
We saw Sam and we were like, I feel.
Yeah, I know.
We supported it with our silence.
Why does Captain America have to be black? And we were like, you don't wear part of America. Like, we'll jump in that one.
No, and he's awesome.
Right?
Yeah, but yeah, he's awesome.
Listen, but when they say, why did you have to bring Samuel L. Jackson? I was like,
I know. No, yeah, the new Captain America. Nah, he's phenomenal.
Juicy Smoolie.
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, yeah, he's
I like
great.
Anthony Mackie.
Can you read
Papa
that first?
Doc.
That's
Doc.
Funny. Can you read that first text? Will he always be Papa Doc to you?
Yes. Texter says, can we mention the Special Olympics? Kentucky has their track and field meet tomorrow morning at Mercy Academy. Free admission.
I did see a little bit of that
absolutely,
on Facebook.
Absolutely. Somebody says, go back to Bulliette County. Steve.
You French.
Did they like the character or?
I don't know.
Or are they being smart, Alec?
It's Bulliette. I don't know.
I guess there's multiple spellings of bullet.
Maybe.
Ooh. I didn't even go live. Sorry, y'all.
Okay. Yeah, go live, man.
Yeah, I messed that up. I canceled last night.
Did you?
I canceled.
What was going on?
I was just, you know how you start getting stuff together and the clock was just moving and I looked up and, you know, I tried to get a 15-minute, you know, extension and then I looked up and it had been like 24, 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, hey, y'all, it's a wrap. Sorry. I'll see y'all in the morning.
I got stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so where are we going to start at today? I know where to start. This is a personal thing.
I'm mad at Jack.
Indianapolis Colts fans, I'm taking bets right now. Game one, Tennessee. Texans busting your ass. Bet it. Reach out to me.
You can go get Patty.
I'm fading all bets. Colts getting busted week one. There you go, Steve.
Okay. Well, they're going to get their chance with... they're going to get their...
You know, it totally went over my head that we're going to get to go up to Indy to watch the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In conference, Texans, Houston Texans.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Look, that's the one, Jalen. Like, get some tickets, man. Let the show go to that one.
I mean, we get the station one. We get the station tickets, but it would be kind of hilarious if we get, you know... the luxury box or whatever, and then you guys are all just decked out in Texans gear.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally going to be in all Texans gear.
As well, you should be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, listen, I have no... I have no...
And actually, I might tell them, give me four, and then just three people go, so we got space.
Well, you know they play in Dallas, too.
Oh, we did talk about that, I think.
The Battle of Texas.
Dallas, too late. Yeah, late. Battle of Texas. You mean Battle of this booth?
God. You guys have to go. You have to go to that game. You guys have to go. We'll figure out a way. Broadcast, and there has to be an epic on-air bet.
Oh,
I mean, there has to be.
We could do the show there. Yeah, that would be
one of the most shameful things we ever did here at the station, in my humble opinion, was the fact that the New York Metropolitans and the Kansas City Royals were in the World Series. Anderson's team, when he was here, and you know the team of the Valvanos, and we didn't have an epic on-air bet. That was so just wasted opportunity. Very, very, very ashamed.
Oh, that's pretty cliche, though.
Oh, it's 1,000% cliche, but at the same time, so, like, cliches are cliches for a reason. Sometimes, you know,
who's your NFL team?
He doesn't have one.
I don't really have one. Yeah, I'm a bit of a whore. Like, I'm a New York whore. I was a diehard indie fan when I was in high school.
See, I'm kind of surprised by that because you do have a baseball team.
Yeah.
Right? You're a Mets fan.
Yeah, Mets.
Okay, Rangers.
Mets and Reds. Mets, Reds, Yankees in that order.
I think that's fair in baseball. Yeah.
Having three?
Well, no, I've always been a diehard Reds fan, right?
But they're so bad you can...
I always, like, the Yankees. I always liked the Yankees. Mm-hmm. So, like... And that was kind of like, because they were always good growing up. And I was like, well, yeah. And people, you either love the Yankees or you hate them.
Yeah,
and right. I tend to side with the, everybody's like, I hate the Yankees. I'm like, dude, they're just better. Right. Like, you know, so like, that was kind of like
care more.
A side piece. Yeah. So I think that's fair.
Thanks.
So, but you have a team in every, well, I mean, you're a Knicks fan, right?
Yeah, Knicks. Loosely a Pacers fan. That'll be my, like, side piece there.
So I'm surprised that you
like,
don't.
Football, like a little, like, you know, it's probably mostly Colts now.
It's probably the manliest sport. I can see that might be why.
Oh, yeah, no. It's
toxic, Steve, not manly.
Yeah.
As we've established this week, I am just a...
Yeah.
Like, so I'm built like a marshmallow.
You're like, well, it's too rough.
Yeah. I just can't watch it. Too much. I'm like, I just every tackle CTE. I'm just
look at that. The Cowboys schedule up on the screen. It's the story, baby. Texans week 14.
That's the Cowboys.
Week 14. Cowboys Texans.
I can't bet too early.
Dang, we open up with the Bucks and the Bengals. Just boom, boom.
Tom's not invested.
Be 2-0. Oh no, we'll be 2-0. I'm not worried about it.
What are your guys' football teams?
Texans.
Yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan. I've been a Cowboys fan. You don't.
No, I know, but I mean, do you have a side?
Cowboys
I know
you're
number one, but did you guys like have side pieces?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Okay, well, just so you, I'll give you
because I got a ton. It goes Jets, Colts, Ravens for Lamar, Giants, and occasionally I'll give some love to Cincinnati. I actually have seen. That's the most NFL games I've seen. I've seen a couple games of Paul Brown.
So just so you understand my history, right? I am/was a Tennessee Titans.
Let's say from Tennessee. So
all the way. Listen, from the moment they were Oilers, you know, like I liked the when they were at Houston. I liked the Houston Oilers. You know, I liked... It was just my perfect world.
I can't think of a Oiler. Wait, Warren Moon? Wasn't
yes.
He? Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yes, Warren Mickey. Moon. I'm glad you did that.
Okay.
But yeah, Oilers becoming... they were Tennessee Oilers, and they went Tennessee. It was my team, man. And I loved them. And you see how Steve asked about the Cowboys? It was like that was... Tennessee was my... They were my babies. Steve, you want to tell them what happened?
What was it? Vince Young? They screwed up Vince Young?
Who?
Keep your hand close by the dumb button just in case, because I'm going to say this out loud, and I'm going to hope nothing inappropriate comes out along with this.
I got you. We got that delay built up. We're good.
Jeff Fisher, come hell or high water, was not going to play a black quarterback by the name of Vince Young. And I won't say black quarterback. He hated Vince Young. He hated the draft. So this is what happens, Nikki. I'm a Tennessee fan. I'll give you a quick version. Tennessee fan, we're like 1-6. Come on, man. You got to play Vince Young. He finally plays Vince Young. They're in like a one game away from making the playoffs. Vince Young goes on a tear, eight-game tear. I got Chris Johnson. I got Lindale White. I got Madden. This is my Madden time. I know, you know, I mean, it's just, they were just an awesome sleeper team. Vince Young's a problem. Jeff Fisher. Okay, it made him look bad. It made him look really bad. Because imagine the fan base. We're 7-1, or we're 1-7. If you had played Vince Young, we'd be in the playoffs, and we got thunder and lightning, and we got tight ends, and we just had the squad. Jeff Fisher was never going to let this embarrassment go, right? Year later, you know, 2 years later, maybe one or two. Vince Young leaves the facility after they got busted or whatever, right? Jeff Fisher, somebody says, you know, Vince Young looked emotionally distraught, and I'm, you know, his mom called. Hey, you seen Vince? You know what I'm saying? I ain't hurt. He ain't call me after the game, you know what I'm saying? Blah, blah. Jeff Fisher used that and put out like a full APB that Vince Young was suicidal and he might hurt himself. There was a Tennessee, y'all can look this up. There was a Tennessee like a manhunt for Vince Young.
I vaguely remember that.
There was a manhunt going on. And I was watching this and I was just like, what's going on? Could you imagine going to Vince Young's best friend's house with 10 police officers? Hey, you know, we're trying to track down Vince Young. Oh, whoa, slow down, what?
Yeah.
What's going on? We got to find Vince Young. We, you know. Hey, Vince. Police out here looking for you. In true cliche form, Vince Young is sitting there with a bucket of chicken watching football on TV. And he's like, what?
I'm right here.
I'm right here. I never forgave Jeff Fisher for that. Because I knew it was intentional. I knew he did that intentional. You know what I'm saying? He played that up. It was intentional. Before you know it, Vince Young is all of a sudden a head case. You know, a mentally weak head case. Spiral, you know. Mm-hmm. You know. And it just ruined the whole franchise. And then he sucked. He got rid of Chris. Before you know it, Chris Jackson's out of here. Or Chris Johnson. Mm-hmm. And now I lose my CJ3K and yeah. Lindell White's gone and all these crap. He destroyed my team and it broke.
I didn't realize you hated Jeff Fisher so much.
He broke my heart. He destroyed my spirit in the Titans. I'll never forget.
My story's a little different.
I never forgave the Titans
when I was growing up,
but I miss them.
So there is a little, okay. So yeah, if there were a side piece, it'd
be
the Titans.
I loved them and I missed them, but once Jalen got to the league, for a while.
Right, that's fair. 100%.
Well, in my family, it was just you either were a Cowboys fan or you couldn't claim to be a rummage. So that was.
You're just kind of born into it?
Yeah. Yep. That was who you cheered for.
And that's kind of why we're for the New York
or go
team,
to the basement.
So, yeah.
And it wasn't a joke. Yeah, like the cousins and everybody. It was like, no, everybody gets together.
We watch Cowboys.
Yeah, Uncle Ron's house and looks like this. Just watching the Cowboys.
Who tried to challenge it?
Nobody.
You can't remember one challenge.
No, they're all Cowboys fans.
Nobody was a Niners fan or anything?
No.
I was a Niners fan when I was young because that was my Pee Wee team. Mm-hmm. I was on the 49ers. And everyone... At that time, the Cowboys were America's team, mm-hmm. So had a little contrarian in me, a little lock in me, if you will, and mm-hmm. I just was like, you know what, screw all you guys. And also, the best team in our little flag league was, of course, the Cowboys, and they were bums, hated them. So I low-key have hated the Cowboys my entire life. Sorry, Steve.
Thank you.
But it was from just getting, you know, steamrolled in Pee-wee football.
Okay,
that's why. It was not personal.
So you didn't get a big thrill out of schedule release or anything like that? You just like, let's get it on.
I'm always just like, you know, you kind of already know who you're playing, you know. So mm-hmm. It's like, all right, you kind of see how it's put together. I'm excited.
No super thrill.
Open up with the Bucks again. I mean, look, I know that they like those numbers they got last year. You know, with the Bucks Cowboys opener, so we're going to do it again, run it back in Dallas on Sunday night this time, not Thursday night. So yeah, look, I'm ready.
Okay, well, before we get into the true subject, we'll give Nikki a chance to get that caller. If that caller's something we need to take, we'll get to rolling. Okay, where are you going to want to start? You're going to want to start with pain. Are you going to want to start with lineups? Are you going to want to start listening? Have we left the football schedule? Can you read a football schedule and make a prediction right now? Or is there
Louisville?
Yep, Louisville football.
No.
You wouldn't even have everything's pretty much a coin flip.
I would not.
Dana, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Marcus, what's going on? Steve, what's going on?
What up?
I was listening to your story earlier about the Tennessee Titans, man. I, too, was once a Tennessee Titans fan, and I had to let that go, man.
I'm listening. What got you?
Well, the thing with me was it's a little deeper with me. Like, I have not only the Vince Young thing was probably the start of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just have multiple organizational problems and decisions.
I'm listening.
Okay. I'm one of the ones, I don't think they ever should have got rid of Marcus Mariota.
There's that.
I think that was a horrible decision. I think it was a horrible decision to play, to give Tannehill $100 million for what exactly?
Right.
Then there was the struggle to pay Derrick Henry and why they waited for the last second. It's just been like a number. Then the whole Jake Locker debacle.
Jake Locker, yeah, right. I do remember that.
So there was just so many decisions. Then, you know, just recently it's been eight. Now I've been off the Titans like the last 3 or 4 years, but it's just I follow them. And it's just been a number of decisions.
So they can win you back over?
No, because my new team is just, no, they can't.
Your new team is Baltimore?
Chargers. I like what the Chargers are doing. I'm a big Justin Herbert fan.
Mm-hmm.
I like what they did, especially on the defensive side of the ball this past season, especially picking up Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I can go back. Like, I know I can't go back. They put the Vince Young thing, and sidebar. You know that he has a career win percentage of 62%?
Who, Vince does?
Yes. So it's not like this is a losing quarterback you got rid of. This is a very much a winning quarterback. He may not have put up the prettiest stats, but he was definitely a winner. And he drugged that team almost to the playoffs single-handedly that year.
Yeah.
Jeff Fisher torpedoed that team, that franchise.
Yeah, he destroyed it. So, broke my heart. Yeah, well, Dana, thanks for dragging me back down into the Heartbreak Hotel.
I'm sorry, buddy. You have a good day.
Appreciate the call. Okay, was that a request up there in particular?
It says, can you talk about what Jeff Brohm said?
Did we talk about that yesterday?
Mm-mm. I mean, me and Nikki mentioned it at the end of the show.
I mean, do you want?
I can track down that sound. Give me a second if you want it.
I don't.
We can start there. I mean, listen. I understand what you're saying. Like, I would be ahead of you, Steve, by saying it's not much to digest. It's just more of what we already know.
It to me, it's not as much of a story unless things start going south. Then it becomes a story again. Like, I mean, I think it just kind of adds to that.
Okay. Is it a heavier burden? Or it's just like Coach Satterfield, you already had a whole, your plate was full.
I mean, I don't think it's any secret that many, many people around here like Jeff Brohm. I don't think that that's I think that already kind of looms over a little bit.
And I know I asked you this before, but how much of it does the Kenny Payne add to the Jeff Brohm
weight? A ton. You see the excitement.
You see what your city does when it feels like
it's... What's happened with Kenny Payne being the basketball coach and how people... I've talked to more Louisville fans that are like, hey, we're in this with Kenny for the long haul. With Coach Payne, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we're ready to go, you know? And I do think that matters, yeah.
It matters. And having that conversation that it matters is the most frustrating conversation.
Yeah.
Because this is not just again, when we talk about consumer credibility, consumer confidence, it's like, yeah, when you bring in people you're totally unfamiliar with, your consumer confidence can be shifted.
Well, me and Nikki talked about it at the end level of the show yesterday, and we talked about how it was like, no, man, it does matter that you're a part of the family.
Yeah, I help. And this is not shade. This is a community, Marcus. Mm-hmm. I would help Brohm. I would have a little more emphasis on that recruit walking in a restaurant with Brohm than I would with Satterfield. With Satterfield, I might whisper,
mm-hmm.
Look at Coach Satterfield. You know, he's over there trying to close, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If Brohm walks in with this recruit, and I know the name of that recruit, or, you know, I'm...
Coach B, shut it down. You know, just like,
yeah. Oh, yeah,
come
yeah.
on, you know, you don't sure. mind like yelling that in a restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, you know, T, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, because you know him and he knows it and he knows what to do with the chant. Like, what if he's at the table and somebody just, listen, he, you know, he can do it on demand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe Satterfield just,
yeah, I mean,
gives you a little L's up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's even shade at Satterfield to say, yeah. I mean, the excitement, I think, for a Jeff Brohm would be through the roof. But I mean, that's because it's family, man.
Like, yeah, right.
It's
right.
Different. I mean, I don't think people are hoping Satterfield fails.
Yeah, when
fails,
there are names on your stadium, you got to deal with it. Go ahead.
Okay, those are all good, you know, good questions on the Louisville job. You know what? 2 years ago, after being at Purdue 2 years, they came open. That was a tough call. Tough call. And to be quite honest, you know, through my schooling and how I was raised, I believe in doing, or at least trying to do the right thing and having morals and values. And
he said, at least trying.
just wasn't right. You develop relationships, people treat you right. These people there treated me great. You talk to recruits. They asked me about complaining. It was just a lot of things that went into it. But obviously, you know, now we're on year six. So, you know, I love you know, this town, this area. I'm an alumnus of Louisville. So, anything can happen in the future.
I mean, he's telling you what we were telling you. From firsthand information, I mean, last year, you know, like, no, he wants the job. I mean, it's
and to be clear, I think he will succeed at a very high level at this job. I think he knows things about the job here that it would take somebody else 6-7 years to learn.
Sure. But I will say this. I'm also, I don't want to do too much of a disservice for what the football staff now is doing. I mean, they seem to be doing good on the recruiting trail. I mean, they don't seem to be.
We keep wanting to give disclaimers out of, you know. I don't want it to sound like.
I know.
Yeah, like.
But it's hard not to.
Right.
Because it's like, it is such a. I mean, it is such a polarizing subject. It's like Kenny Payne was, you know. I mean, it's a polarizing subject because when you bring him up, it's like there's a you know, when you bring Jeff Brohm up, there is a lot.
But notice how, as mad as everybody was at Coach Mack, you know, Coach Mack, I'm mad at the program. I'm mad at all this. But Pegues, I'm mad at the program. Quitter, you know, guys are quitting. We're mad at every aspect of the program. Mm-hmm. You hire Kenny Payne. Kumbaya.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and I think it would be the same way. But again, like I said, you can't have this conversation without continuing to give the disclaimer that they're doing a good job now. I mean, they're going out. They're getting recruits. I mean, I feel like there's enough talent there to win big this year.
Yeah, but it's the fourth year. You wouldn't feel like you would take 4 years to determine if.
No, but that's why I say this conversation, you know, if Louisville's 2-3, we'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't, and I mean, I know there's some on Twitter that's like, this is going to be miserable. We're going to have to talk about Brohm. Yeah, you're going to. I don't know what to tell you.
You're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be – Rick Bozich said it best. He said as long as Jeff Brohm's coaching college football, that's going to hang over. And I don't know that if it don't end up being a situation where Satterfield's like, look, I'm tired of it,
right.
Of being at a place where this is hanging over my head all
right.
the time.
Right.
Everything I do. I mean, like – if Satterfield has a great year,
but see,
if somebody comes calling, that may be something they may leave.
Listen, this is where my empathy, my highest level of empathy goes out to Coach Satterfield. To people who want Brohm, I don't know what will be enough. What will be enough for me to tell the person who loves Brohm and doesn't like Coach Satterfield? What can Coach Satterfield do to make me just tell that guy, hey, shut up about it. You know, what will make some, what will make the fans comfortable with a long-term commitment, recommitment to Coach Satterfield?
Yeah.
That's what bothers me. You know what I'm saying? The uneasiness of the purgatory, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I mean, I don't think that, we can run part, from this conversation.
That is
either.
What I feel bad about.
There's a game in late November that just cannot. I don't give a rat's, you know what, if we're undefreaking-feated. That game in Commonwealth or Kroger Field or whatever the hell they're calling it this week cannot look the way it's looked the last two times we've played them. And I know it's been three, yeah. But I'm not putting that one that's not on Coach Satterfield. It just cannot look that way again. Maybe you don't win it. I understand that.
I mean, are you, okay, so now are you coming to a spread?
But being a football fan, no, it's not even about that. It's about Will Levis could have got under center last year and went, hey, quiet. We're running right here. Stop it. What? And I'm almost positive we wouldn't have stopped it. Do you agree with me?
I don't.
Will Levis could have pointed out the hole.
I don't think you're telling it as harshly as you should.
He could have pointed at the hole and said, we're going here, we're going here, we're going here, we're outside, we're going wherever. I might jump over you. I might run over you. That's what it looked like. Will Levis is getting talked about as a number one pick right now because of what he did in Cardinal Stadium. And that's not...
All his highlights.
Like, that's not a I don't think that's hyperbole. That can't happen.
Do you realize that game put him in the dual threat quarterback category?
Yes. People are like, man, he's a runner. What do you have? He had four or five rushing touchdowns against Louisville. And it's like, I mean, dude.
Four rushing touchdowns is the minimum for you to be described as a dual threat quarterback.
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater. Was a dual threat for a different reason.
So, like this texter said, and I hope that Jeff Brohm, having enough stones to come here to the city of Louisville and essentially in an open forum say, I ain't gonna say, you know, anything could happen. I would hope that's motivating the hell out of the people, out of our coaching staff, that it's like he come here in your city. I mean, I know it's his. Yes. I know it's his city.
No, it's my city now.
But it's his city. He's coming into your city, and he basically said, "Hey, just so it's out there, I take this job."
Listen, you need anything? I'll be right up the road.
God bless. That's really what he said.
Yeah. Hey, if y'all need anything,
hey, if this guy can't get it done,
and I do mean anything,
I know
I'm gonna be 2 hours up the road. Here's my phone number. Call me. Call me. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Hey guys, Nicky V here. Just a reminder, check out the brand new Fox Den in the heart of St. Matthews, your home for billiards, bites, and brews, located at 3814 Frankfort Avenue. Pool tables, chef-inspired pub menu, and live music every day that ends in Y. Swing on by, tell them I sent you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I'm going to go suggestion. But I don't know about this one. Juice soundtrack. Oh, that one threw me off. Suggestion, I say.
I'm going to go selection. Listen, Northeast, you know, Oak City. Right?
What say you, Nicky?
It's very East Coast.
That was a selection. That's one of my all-time favorites.
That was a selection.
That was a selection.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Right, yes. But I
was going to say, it's got the New York vibe.
Yeah, I knew I might miss that one. I knew when that one caught me off guard. That's right in the middle of, you know.
Yeah, it was a tweener.
Yeah. It's, like I said, it's hard to choose on that one. Okay, so I got to ask this.
Okay.
Really quick.
Let's do it.
Digital umpires.
Okay.
You down for it or not? Or you're not willing to fight over it?
I wouldn't fight over it, but... No.
What say you, Nikki? Digital umpires.
Nah, no.
If regular umpires average a 94% accuracy rate.
Right.
And the digital is a 98.5% rate. What say you?
I'd rather go with the 94 because I'm going with Steve's spinning in circles thing earlier. Like he did that to see what the absolute worst mm-hmm. of it was and see if it was still tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the absolute worst with a regular umpire is 94. Mm-hmm. I know some of the calls are egregious. I know, but they're still going to be messed up with the automated thing. I do like the human element of it. These guys are pretty good. I'm not just saying this because Nate was just here.
Yeah.
Like the V show, we always get accused of a lot of things. One of them being coach apologists, but I also do think we're very fair to officials on the show, and with good reason. I mean, like if you take a step back, yeah. they do mess up calls.
I don't know. College basketball referees don't get a pass from them.
The amount of like
they hate Louisville.
Women's basketball, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Women's basketball officials are, yeah. I'm not even sure the V show can defend some of that stuff.
What's my dude's name? Who was really the TV Teddy was always getting the bad rap, but it was really the other guy.
And it took
me and Steve sitting in the front row of the games to realize it's somebody else who's doing the blood work.
Yeah, it was the other. It was another black guy,
yeah.
And he was bald, dude. He screwed us over really bad this year. The North Carolina game.
Yes.
He was that guy.
Yes.
And Marcus and I would sit there, and we're like, everybody's mad at Teddy. And we're this guy sucks.
But see, the thing is, coaches like Teddy. Like, coaches actually like Teddy.
Yeah. No, but that's what we discovered. It's not Teddy messing things up. Like he does the loud stuff. Like he gave us a target and gave us a name.
Right.
But his henchman is that other guy that they always brings with him. He's the reaper, right?
Yeah.
Like so I don't know if Teddy's telling him now's the time. Now's the time to get him.
I'm trying to see who it could be. I'm looking up referees.
He's really well put together.
We have some athletes. Hey, our intramural.
Where is he from?
Everything we do in intramurals better be the best in the nation. The people we have walking up and down our streets a lot of times, it's just like I don't know what y'all do. It's some untapped potential all over this place.
Dude, that was always in club hockey. That was always the thing you'd hear. Yo, man. This new kid in the finance school just came here. He played for Bell Tire. Bell Tire is like playing for like La Lumiere in hockey,
right?
And so there was always one or two top AAA dudes hidden somewhere on the campus that didn't even know we had a hockey team or didn't want to slum it with us because they're like, I tore my rotator cuff, but I was playing in the OHL.
Right.
I mean, it was like, just come on, you realize you playing at half speed will be our leading scorer. You know, there's. So if there's those dudes in hockey in this campus hidden, then imagine.
Yeah, so it's like, look, and I know there's intramural people right now. It's like, yo, give us a shout out. Like we're doing our thing. Okay. No, but just to clean up the umpire situation, I think you lose too much. It's not worth it. It's not worth 3% accuracy or a couple percent accuracy, eliminating the umpire.
I would agree with that. Yeah, like Nick said, too, I kind of like the human element a little bit with baseball, especially.
Yeah, I need some villains, too. Like,
yeah.
Every good drama needs, you need good villains.
But that's, like, part of the game. I mean, like, okay, I know.
Everybody can make mistakes except the umpire,
No, they can make mistakes, but you have
point.
To. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to play around their mistakes. If you're a great pitcher. Look, Reed Detmers, doesn't have an insane speed. What he has is he has, like, good junk and great control. And I mean, like,
what?
No, he was known. He wasn't known for throwing insanely.
No, but what did you just say?
Good junk. Yes, he's got great junk. Reed Detmers, congrats on having great junk. There, I said it four times. Can you put it on the mixtape now?
And good control.
And good control. He's got good control of his great junk. So good for you, Reed. Anyway, I'm saying like that's part of it, though. Like you have to be able to hit your spots based on. what the strike zone is for that.
And I'll take it a step further. Watching a pitcher who's pissed off at an ump, some of them panic, some of them get it together. There is no emotional roller coaster if you got the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I going to argue? Who am I going to get pissed at? The batter that eyeballs the ump, and you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Some of them end up striking out and then breaking down and having a meltdown, and all of a sudden, before you know it, the rest of the season sucks because this umpire punked them, you know?
Yes. Right. Sorry, somebody said text me on Twitter. Said Bill Covington Jr.
Bill Covington.
God, he sucks.
Covington is the henchman.
No, he's garbage, dude.
Pay attention to Covington.
Yeah.
Does he get caught up in the game too much? Or he just has favorite teams?
I don't know. I think he just forgets what he's doing. But for years, Marcus and I were like, he sucks. I was everybody yelling at Tay, like, this guy sucks. He's terrible.
We assumed that Coach Pegues was trying to do the brother man card to him too, just like, come on, brother.
Yeah. We out here, man.
What you doing out here?
The brother man card.
Yeah. And it was like, I am not your damn brother. He hit him with the full major pain.
Oh my God.
Okay. Our football conversation. We have hit heavy football conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we kind of
also can't. Jermaine Lole is on a visit this weekend, so.
Oh, it's raining.
No, it's not.
It's gonna rain Saturday.
I'm looking at the window.
They pushed.
He's here now.
Oh, he's here already?
Yeah.
He's tired today.
I'm literally looking at the sky.
Did they push up the baseball game to avoid getting rained out?
I don't know.
Is that supposed to happen later on today?
Yes.
The rain.
I don't know.
Well, 250, I know, is when coverage is going to start.
Yes.
On 93.9.
Mm.
For what it's worth.
Yes. Today at 250 on 93.9 The Ville, Louisville at Virginia Tech, because we are your flagship for Louisville baseball.
You're going to have to get your project, speed up on your project then.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see what the weather looks like for later. Don't look like there's rain set for later. I don't know.
So it's just Saturday.
Yeah, there's only 50% chance.
I mean, okay. No, but you know how big of a deal that is to me.
50% chance every day, right?
A person from Arizona needs to see sun. They need to see this.
Yeah, yeah. So, but that would be a huge get, man. And I mean, that would be a huge get for this team this season. I think expectations would be, I mean, around 8 games. Like, and nothing less.
You say expectations, and I say baseline.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just know that's hard. That's just a harsh thing to do.
It's not.
I can't.
It's not a harsh thing to do.
I know, because we were going to fire Bobby for 7.
No, I'm in year 4. I won.
Yeah, I think somebody needs to remind him. We were going to fire Bobby for 7.
I won a dang 8-win season. It's year 4.
We're going to fire Bobby for 7.
And we have a good team over there. We have a good staff, I believe. Like, I want 8 games, no less. Like, I don't. This isn't crazy. I don't. Like, this isn't harsh.
I want 8 games. I want 8 games.
I want to be going.
My rival.
Yes, yes. Or I at least want to look competent.
6 and beat Kentucky. You stay.
No.
7, you beat Kentucky. You stay.
Maybe. That recruiting class probably comes into play there.
But you don't do like extension.
No.
No. That's kind of like you better had one.
Yeah. 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 I know.
Well, I'm going to go cough during the break.
Yeah.
Middays and Marks, maybe not here on the Bill.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.